There could be no greater contrast between the two scenes which begin Luke's Gospel. On the one side, we have the Emperor Augustus. He has called for a census of the entire world. Now, the census came in two varieties. There was the count of property and income, much like the IRS demands of us every year. And there was also the registration, what we might call the census of conscription. The emperor would call together all his people to determine how great an army he could raise. Did he have enough soldiers to invade new lands, enslave peoples, and make a name for himself? That is, did he have enough power to exalt himself above others and trample down all who stood in his way? On the other side, we have a group of outcasts, a young itinerant mother, her older husband, whose first thought at hearing she was pregnant was to run away, and a bunch of dirty, smelly shepherds and their animals. Before this unusual group of witnesses and laying in a feeding trough was the hope and salvation of the world. Into this was born our God of unlimited power and might, did not choose like the emperor to conquer by the sword. He did not come to us issuing decrees or scheming to enslave the world. Instead, he humbled himself and served the very poor among us. This contrast between a power-hungry emperor and our humble Savior is not a contrast between good and evil. It is a contrast between humanity lost and surrounded by darkness and humanity set free, between grasping at security and life at any price and being vivified by grace. God did not come in the flesh merely to take away our sins or transform so-called bad people into good people. He came to give us freedom, the freedom to be who we really are, who we were always meant to be. He came to give us the freedom to be genuinely human and live our lives, not continually striving for more power, more money, or any other inferior substitute for happiness and life, but simply to live without fear, to live knowing that in the end, love will triumph. Violence, pain, hatred, and death, these things are transitory. With the coming of the Son of God, they all begin to disappear. By the grace of God, they have lost their hold on us. They have been conquered. When we look at the world around us, it may not seem like this is true. Wars are still raging all around the globe, and poverty is everywhere we look. But this is because people don't yet know. They don't know what God has done for them, so we must tell them. We must say to them that we have found boundless mercy and forgiveness. We have discovered limitless and unconditional love, and it is offered to all. They can let go of their anger, their wounds can be healed, and they can know mercy and peace. Christmas is not only a celebration of the birth of God into our world, it is the celebration of the birth of a new humanity, a humanity wholly united to God, a humanity set free to love without fear and enjoy life without end.